Paul Otto, freeze notice weather. Let's get a drought monitor update.
Jim, while we have seen widespread improvements in the drought monitor over the past 2 weeks, I'm just not certain that our gains will stay in place as the system on the 26th now looks like it's going to favor northeast portions of the state and only include about a thin line of thunderstorms possibly for the rest of the state, for central and southern parts of the state. Then we have to wait until the end of the month, last day of the month and into April 1st for a system to be more generous, but I just don't think it's going to make up for the full sun, early summer breezes, and temperatures in the 70s and 80s that are basically here for about 3 straight days as we start spring tomorrow. We have entered a resting period from coast to coast after all that activity, where very little is going to take place in the lower 48. In fact, we have to look to southern Canada and our northern border to see a couple of systems that will drop towards us, but they won't drop in until they pass just off to our east, only benefiting the eastern third of the U.S. But on Sunday, a system from south central Canada will send down a reminder that normal mid to late March air is better than revisiting 50 mile per hour air in blizzard conditions. Below normal rainfall is expected for the short range period. Mid-range forecast period for the 24th through the 28th. Normal March conditions as we head into the early portions of next week. And that'll represent the coolest stretch of next week as we expect some warming to occur late next week also. System will come through around the 26th. That will produce a 25 degree drop in temperatures by the 27th. That's about 7 days from now. And ahead of the system, very little chance for any type of severe weather. They will be limited, but it will mainly influence northeast portions of the state.
Mr. Paul Otto is with Freeze Notice Weather, and you're listening to VRFD Radio Network.